This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
A group of cases currently pending in Kentucky Appeals Court could affect the way libraries in 79 counties have operated for decades. Josh James has the story.
The first chapter of the current legal saga winding its way through Campbell, Kenton, and a handful of other Kentucky counties begins at a time when visitors to the state's libraries would have been greeted by card catalogs. It's 1978 when state lawmakers pass KRS 173.790, a bill that says any library network voted into being by petition can only raise taxes through a similar petition process. A year later, the legislature okays House Bill 44, a measure libraries say as special taxing districts gave them the authority to enact small annual tax increases without putting a petition up for a vote. Now, skip ahead to 2011. Attorney Brandon Volker is hired by opponents of a new branch location for the Campbell County Public Library to investigate whether a legal challenge could be mounted. While he doesn't find any problems with the library's expansion, he does run across the provision dealing with petitions buried in KRS 173.790.
And that's when I mentioned that to them, and they had no idea about that.
Volker says from there, after several unsuccessful attempts to get answers about the discrepancy in the law from local library board members and the county fiscal court, his clients selected to file suit in Campbell and Kenton counties, suits they eventually won. That meant only tax increases passed by petition in those counties were valid.
And since they had not done so since inception, whatever was the last petition-approved rate is the tax rate for the library.
That ruling, taking libraries back to their 1979 tax levels, set off some alarm bells across the state.
I think that when these started, almost everyone pulled out his or her calculator and started making some very quick computations.
Julie Maruskin is director of the Clark County Public Library, another library created by petition. If the rulings stand and all similar libraries face challenges, she worries about a domino effect.
My understanding is that 70 libraries throughout the state, approximately 70 libraries, would close or be very much diminished, as much as 80%.
Echoing Maruskin's concerns is Lisa Rice, former Kentucky Library Association president.
Just imagine trying to run your own household on your income from 1979 and then add to that an added debt service.
Rice also says special taxing districts can't be dissolved if debt exists, meaning some counties might potentially lose their libraries but wind up continuing to be taxed anyway until the district's debt is paid off. Still, she's hopeful the libraries will be successful in their appeals and that judges will rule that House Bill 44 supersedes the 1978 law. But Volker says there's a much simpler fix available.
They just run out and talk about doom and gloom, we're going to shut down branches. Why not use, if there is widespread support to maintain the current level of library, why don't you just go get the petition signed?
And that's where the story becomes a little less clear. If libraries are asked to return to the ballot box to regain part or all of their funding, would we lose more than just services in the meantime? Maruskin argues yes.
Vast amounts of our personal and cultural history, again, will be gone forever. We collect a lot of ephemeral material that exists no place else, and until we digitize it, it's fragile.
Be that as it may, Volker says the libraries still have a responsibility to taxpayers. The question is now in the hands of an appeals court, which could rule next year. Either way, Volker suspects this particular narrative has several more chapters to go and will likely reach its climax at the Kentucky Supreme Court. For WUKY News, I'm Josh James.